is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel has retaliated for a Houthi attack on its largest city Friday. Israeli fighter jets attacked a Yemeni port city. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin spoke with Israeli officials about their response, affirming Israel's right to self-defense. More from CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Israel said it had carried out airstrikes on a city in Yemen controlled by the Houthi militant group. The attack sparked massive fires and caused deaths and injuries, according to both Israeli and Yemeni officials. The attack came a day after the Iran-backed Houthis claimed responsibility for a rare drone attack in Tel Aviv.
Former President Donald Trump was joined by running mate J.D. Vance at a raucous rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan yesterday. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns was there.
Supporters who lined up for hours before Trump took the stage said they came to send a message.
I'm here to show that we're not afraid. I would gladly take a bullet for President Trump.
Jared Petrie says he was at the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last week and was among the first in line in Grand Rapids.
Definitely just shows, you know, resilience and toughness. You know, we got to move forward and push ahead.
But as the campaign pushes ahead, questions remain about last week's historic security failures.
As President Biden recovers from COVID at his home in Delaware, plans are being made for him to get back to campaigning. CBS's Willie James Inman is in Rehoboth Beach.
Despite the mounting public pressure, the Biden-Harris campaign is moving ahead with plans for Biden to return to the campaign trail, although the campaign spokesperson would not say when or where that would happen. Behind the scenes, the campaign is working to rally the troops. During an all-hands call on Friday, campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon said, "When you give me polls, I'm going to give you direct voter contact."
The corrupted software update that affected millions of computers running Microsoft Windows worldwide on Friday continues to have an effect on airlines, says CBS's Elise Preston.
Long lines, piles of luggage.
You might not be back till Monday.
Millions of passengers feeling the fallout of the largest IT outage in history.
People, flights canceled or waiting for a different flight. It's been stressful.
Airlines struggle to get online.
They couldn't get us out till Monday afternoon.
Delta has scrapped at least one-fourth of its flights, with the most disruption at Atlanta's airport. Half of United's flights are delayed, with its Houston hub a trouble spot.
The WNBA All-Stars beat the U.S. Olympic team 117-109 last night. It was the second consecutive win for the WNBA All-Star team over the Olympians. Also Saturday, the men's U.S. Olympic team rallied to beat South Sudan by 1 point. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're ready to power up your next adventure, the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek has a 3.5-liter V6 engine.
295 horsepower and 270 pound-foot of torque to get you there.
From rocky trails and muddy paths to sandy dunes and snowy roads, wherever you're going, find your path in the Nissan Pathfinder Rock Creek.
Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's the land of the free and the home of student drivers ready to back into your new fence at any given time. It's America. It's firing up a round of burgers and dogs on your rusty grill with a faulty gas line that engulfs your tool shed in flames. It's also round-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. America. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Australia's first female astronaut has returned home, ready for spaceflight.
After 13 months of rigorous training at the European Space Centre, Catherine Bernal-Pegg is back home in Australia, awaiting call-up.
Australia is relatively new to, you know, accelerating its activities in space.
It's on Nine TV. She says for now, her main excitement is talking with children in schools about space exploration.
Focused on getting out into schools and outreach and to unlocking opportunity for Aussie researchers to work in space.
It's not yet known how long it'll take before she gets a call up, but when she does, she'll become Australia's first female astronaut. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Firefighters in Texas have contained a fire that has all but destroyed the historic church sanctuary at First Baptist Dallas. The fire sent smoke billowing over the city. There were no deaths or injuries. The Texas historic landmark was built in 1890. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather,
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated storm or two, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and near 78 for a high, a slight storm chance. For Monday and Tuesday, maybe a little more humidity, highs into the low 80s, and the storm chance continues. It dries out after midweek. Currently, it's 66.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see you, taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by
in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Thank you. need your soul. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bodyguard, baby? Just to let me down.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Just remember this, my girl, when you look up in the sky.
WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to share a tip I got from Professor Harold Pollack and Helene Olin, who wrote a practical and easy-to-read financial advice book called The Index Card. I really like this book. This isn't one of the book's big lessons. This is just a quick trick that helped Harold go through his monthly expenses and cut back his spending. Here it is. Look at your bank and credit card statements like somebody stole your card. Somebody else is spending your money. I mean, you can understand why this person needs food and gas, but why are they blowing $15 a month of your money on a mobile hotspot that you're pretty sure they never, ever use? Is there anything like that you can cancel or cut back on? Boom! That wild spending, card thief version of you just helped you slim down your spending. And that is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I want to go home. So I stop. right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. On the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. You'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice
on the pipe. WRJN.
Take the last train.
since our voyage of love began. Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm
Listening to Buffalo Winds. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel. last night as I got home about a half past ten. There was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Once I roamed two whole nights to try to build a good life. All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. President Biden remains at his home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, as he continues to recover from COVID. As for the campaign,
despite